Entertainment news now. Cindy Pearlman Gaber in Las Vegas with word about Ferris Bueller going the literary route. How about that? Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. And all I can think to say is Bueller, Bueller. But one of our favorite Chicago-based John Hughes movies, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, is going the literary route. A book coming out this summer is called Ferris Bueller, You're My Hero, the story of the world's most famous day off. And the cool thing is the revelations that are already coming out of this thing. One is that John Cryer almost played Ferris. John of Two and a Half Men fame had just played Ducky for John Hughes in Pretty in Pink. John Hughes loved him and said, hey, I've got this other thing called Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was so close to happening. And then John Hughes thought, well, maybe he could play Cameron, because he thought about Matthew Broderick and maybe John Cryer is Cameron. But even Cryer said, no, that wouldn't work, because he's sort of like Matthew Broderick when you think about it. We're just too similar. And another heavy contender was Anthony Michael Hall. Now, remember, he was in 16 Candles. And that part, Ferris Bueller, was actually written for him by John Hughes. But Hall said, I needed a break. And he passed. And one of his worst passes, he said. And lots of good revelations about the filming of it in Chicago and all the ups and downs, and the book will be out on June 16th.
Yeah, and it's hard to imagine anybody other than Matthew Broderick in that role. The Pit is winding down. Now, are they just going to be done for the season, or is it coming back? Do we know?
The Pit has been renewed for season 3 and 4. And The cool thing that's happening is that Alamo Drafthouse, which is also in Chicago, is having this special night for healthcare workers. And it's going to be in many cities where you get to see the season finale of this season on the big screen. And they're calling it a victory screening and a way to celebrate hospitals, clinics, urgent care, hospitals, doctor, nurses, healthcare people who work at home. But guess what? Chicago is not on that list of cities. So I actually called up Alamo's corporate office yesterday and thought, maybe it's a typo. No go. For some reason, our city was left out, and they said it's not being reconsidered. So interesting that we got skipped, but anybody can still catch that season finale April 16th, actually on HBO Max.
That's all right. I don't know if I want to see open heart surgery on the big screen necessarily. tell us about this honor coming for Eddie Murphy.
Well, if you don't want to see your spleen on the big screen, you can just stay at home and watch a lovely AFI tribute to Eddie Murphy that's coming up on May 31st on Netflix, one of those career achievement awards. And they're saying, you know, Eddie is the most commercially viable, successful African-American actor. So many hits, Trading Places, Shrek, Coming to America, Beverly Hills Cop. And this is a big honor. Previously, they gave it to Julie Andrews, George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Martin Scorsese, and Steven Spielberg.
And every day it seems like we talk about a reboot, a prequel, a sequel. In the case of Hannah Montana, they're talking about possibly bringing it back, aren't they?
They're talking about it, but Miley Cyrus, the star, said, no, thank you. She said, quote, girl, I'm tired. This has already been a lot. And she's talking about that Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special that just aired. Right now, it's still streaming on Hulu and Disney. So Miley said, no, go. But she is back in the studio. She had an album called Something Beautiful. It came out earlier this year. And she's calling that, quote, the appetizer for an extremely experimental album coming up. I want to do something that's really just about the music and outside the box.
And we're definitely not done with the Scream franchise, though, are we?
No, there's just something about making over $220 million worldwide where everyone's going, what's the next number? So now, unbelievably, Scream 8 is going into production. So our friend Ghostface, he'll be back. This time it's going to be written by the Zuckerman sisters, Lila and Nora, and they wrote that series Poker Face. And the Scream creator, Kevin Williamson, directed this last outing, but he said he's not going to be back for the 8th in that way. He said, I'll just be part of the family, whatever that means.
And finally, what did Andrew Lloyd Webber have to say about Cats?
You know, one of the worst movies ever. That movie is so bad. 2019's Cats. And the guy who created it, Andrew Lloyd Webber, said, he would do anything to forget about all those little felines running around. You know, so what did he do? He bought a dog. So he bought a Havanese pup he calls Mojito. He said, he's my therapy dog. I bring him on planes. And after his quote, the appalling cats movie, I needed to get a canine. And, you know, he said that everywhere he goes, people still come up to him and say how much they hate cats. And for the airline, he always has to fill out a form saying, why is his dog flying? And in the blank that says why, he puts in big letters, he's flying because of the cats movie. So
that's pretty good. Yeah, you know what? And I think people had similar opinions about the play. I mean, even my wife didn't like that musical.
Well, cats, though, you even have Taylor Swift in a career move she would like to forget as one of the cats. Remember, she was in the pack or whatever cats call it. But yeah, I love cat people. As a dog person, if we made a movie named Dogs, we would all go.
Cindy Perlman gave her in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. A reminder about a big News Nation program tonight. Brian Anton with a big exclusive of the Nancy Guthrie case. He sits down with an Arizona insider, risking everything to reveal bombshell new information on the initial investigation. Question also, is there a suspect? A very shocking News Nation exclusive. That'll be tonight at 9. Set your VCR. It's on Katie Pavlich tonight. Glad News Nation hasn't forgotten about this case. And you can watch News Nation on Xfinity Channel 223. If you have DirecTV, it's Channel 307, Dish 207, or go to NewsNationNow.com.